When buying or selling anything, you get a guarantee. Whether this is complete satisfaction or your money back, or on a bigger scale, such as if by the end of this training course you have not mastered the tools to make a successful business, I will personally give you £10,000. This is also known as risk reversal. Using a guarantee for risk reversal transfers some or all of the risk of a transaction to the seller. The seller agrees in advance to make things right if things don't go as planned. There are several different types of guarantees, and more than one can be included in a contract. These are demand conditional and unconditional guarantees, anti-guarantees, and implied guarantees. Conditional guarantees include terms and conditions within the guarantee. Conditional guarantees give you the option to be very creative and to be better than any money-back guarantee. You are selling your product to an individual, you are wanting them to invest in your idea. Adding a conditional guarantee of you will get 20 plus new customers within the first 30 days or your money back gives the customer a sense of commitment from you. A key aspect of the guaranteed working is to include a you must follow these steps etc. within your terms and conditions. A conditional guarantee is ideal for those selling a product with a promise. For example, if you follow these steps, you are guaranteed a marked increase in your client base, else your money back. It is vital that you add terms and conditions to your guarantee, so nobody takes advantage. Unconditional guarantees are the most commonly used and are the strongest type of guarantee. This is a trial, you buy it to see if you like it, you don't, no worries, here's a refund. Simple. The unconditional guarantee can be used by those selling you a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't love this product, such as a TV or software subscription, then here is your money back. This type of guarantee is the best way to get people to buy your product. It works by playing on the physiological element of no risk to the consumer. The majority of individuals will be happy with the product, carrying on the subscription or buying more. However, as the consumer culture continues to shift more towards entitlement and zero accountability, some will always request their refund. The saying all sales are final or sold as seen is anti-guarantees. As a business, this is your ideal guarantee. However, you must come up with a genuinely creative reason as to why all sales are final. One way to do this is by showing vulnerability, leading to the consumer to be able to relate to you, understand and accept that all sales are final. This is a curtail element when the product you sell is consumable or massively diminishes in value. Anti-guarantees are used by those selling a product such as second-hand cars. All sales are final and are a vital part of their business. By adding this clause to their sales, they are making sure their money is safe. Performance-based guarantees, also known as implied guarantees, come in many different forms. Res have, profit share, triggers and so on. They all have the same end goal, if I don't perform I don't get paid or if I perform outstanding I get paid handsomely for it. These do only work when there's full transparency for measuring the outcome and trust between the consumer and the business. Performance-based guarantees are best used when there is an end goal. For example, a construction worker could use this. If the product is not finished by a set date, the purchaser has the right to refuse payment. Or a door-to-door salesman, charity fundraiser. A company can utilize more than one guarantee at a time. For example, a second-hand car salesman could use the anti-guarantee of all sales are final and a conditional guarantee. Don't love your new car after 30 days? No problem. You can have a full refund if you have done less than 1,000 miles. By adding a guarantee to your business, you have the possibility of increasing your net sales by 100%. Of course, you will still have some that will request that refund. By ignoring the number of refunds and focusing on the increase in sales, you are onto a winner.